91.7 KKXT HD, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. And that song is Up All Night, one of 10 new songs off the new album from Beck, just released last week. The album Colors, and joining me, Beck. Good morning, Beck.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, nice to have you here, and thank you for taking the time to chat with us this morning. I just played Up All Night. It's one of 10 new songs off your 13th album. Of course, you know that, the new album Colors. And it seemed like there was a long, it seemed like it was a long time, but then when I was checking, it's only been 3 years since Morning Phase.
And 3 years is a long time in music.
Well, it can be.
It is. It's a stretch of time.
But it doesn't seem as long as it seemed. I mean, it was kind of like this, when is the new Beck album going to finally come out?
But I did a lot of collaborations during the time. We've been touring nonstop. So, we've been around I think we put out a couple of singles while I was making the record, which I've never done before, which is really kind of interesting.
And that may have been what threw people. That's what actually threw me, is I was thinking, well, there must be an album ready.
The fake out,
and it worked really well.
Yeah.
So, instead of focusing on, you know, why it took so long, how do you know when it's ready? From your perspective, I mean, I know from my perspective when I get the album in, but from your perspective as an artist, how do you know when you've got enough to put out an album?
It depends on what you're trying to achieve with the record.
Okay.
Some records, you know, they're better left a little bit undone.
Yeah.
You know, I would say I have a handful of records that are like that, where they're a little rough around the edges on purpose, and that's part of the charm.
Yeah.
I think with this record, I had in mind to make something that was, you know, crystalline and honed, and everything was
it's very much
every
that.
Idea was taken all the way to its end, you know.
I think
we got it there, and it probably would it have been good enough a year ago? It probably would have, but I wanted to do that once. I wanted to do one record where I kind of took the production and the sound and the songwriting as far for those particular tracks as far as we could. You know,
that word,
not that it necessarily makes the tracks better. It maybe makes it marginally better, but it's just, you know, it's a sort of ethos. Certain records have that, like where they're just like, you know, David Bowie, Let's Dance, or Thriller, or, you know, and there's modern pop records that are like that too.
You use the word crystalline, and there is a snappiness to this album. There's just, I mean, the production value. Of course, I mean, it's not like you haven't been known for that before, but it's like you took it to another level with this. It just pops out. It's really nice to listen to.
Yeah, thanks. We spent a lot of years through this decade working on sound, and I've always loved the way records sound and been a sort of a student of that, but gone very deep. So this record is kind of it's a culmination of a lot of years of exploring that, how records sound, and thinking about the idea of, you know, the genre that I'm in. We're always looking to hip hop and rap music to sort of push things sonically.
Okay.
That's the area where it seems, at least since I've been making music, is always the one that's pushing forward.
Yeah, on a production level, for sure.
Yeah, so I was trying to bring that into my genre. And, you know, no different really than what we were doing on Odelay. Mm-hmm. We were sort of the equivalent of that back then.
Ah, it's a really good album. I spent a lot of time last weekend.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Sitting, you know, just doing like what I used to do when I was a kid growing up, just sitting and not having the TV on or anything, just listening to the album. And that's it's a pleasure to have music like that. Thank you for doing that.
Thanks.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, was there like a lightning bolt moment when you were listening to some artist and you just kind of went, oh, okay, this is either what I want to do, or that's a sound that just is like nothing else, that just grabbed you?
I had many of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a lot of those. I mean, at different times too, and for different reasons, you know.
Right.
Whether it was like seeing Prince writhing on the floor and when Purple Rain was playing at the Fox Theater, or if it was, seeing Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds play on their, I think, second or third tour in the States at this club, just tearing the room apart, or seeing Kraftwerk on TV when I was 10 years old.
Nice.
Just not knowing what that alien music was.
Right, right.
And, you know, it just goes on and on. Or discovering Woody Guthrie or Hank Williams and just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of my, music was the sort of playground of my imagination growing up.
Okay, yeah. It seems like that's the case with a lot of artists where it was, you know, other people get distracted with like playing football in the yard or something else like that. And it's just like, there was no other option for you. It was just you were tied into this music thing and you were going to take it to wherever it led.
Yeah. I was attracted to it. And I know other kids who have other, you know, things that they are drawn to.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, that's,
and I knew kids growing up, it was all about computers and, or other things that are maybe not as wholesome.
Well, there's plenty of those options out there for sure. You did a show over the summer. Our music director, Jeannie, went and saw you up at Red Rocks in July, and she was raving about the show. And I know that you've done some, either have done or are going to do some dates with U2. Has that already happened?
We did that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We did a cross-country run with them, which was incredible.
Nice warm-up to get things going for that. Yeah, I saw that tour when it came to Dallas. They didn't have anybody opening up for them here. Or no, they did, but I was busy doing other stuff. So,
you know, it was great. We weren't expecting it, but the audiences really came out early for us and were there. And it was a great experience for us.
Yeah. Yeah, not often you get to get out there and do something like that. Because you're a headliner now, so, you know, the chances of going out and opening up for somebody is probably not something that comes along very often.
And it's, you know, playing in a stadium is, that's like...
That's a whole different level, isn't it?
That's a whole other thing, you know, and it's we had a lot of fun with it. I mean, last week we played a show for 300 people in a little tiny club in London, and that was one of my favorite shows of the year. And
yeah.
I think one of my other favorite shows of the year was playing in, say, Detroit in the stadium there with you too. And
That's fun, you know, being able to do both, you know.
Yeah, it keeps it interesting and it kind of tests what you do. And
do you have a full fledged tour that you're planning? I'm sure after the first of the year, still trying to figure that all out.
Yeah, we have a tour set up. We will be there. Okay. We're gonna be all over the place. I mean, hopefully a few times.
Hey, I saw you. I wanted to mention this before I get done with you here because it was one of the coolest shows I've ever been, and you were part of it. Happened back in 2000, so it's been a while, but it was in San Francisco at Shoreline Amphitheater. You did one of the Neil Young Bridge School shows.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, and it was an insane lineup. And if you don't know what
they all are,
what Beck and I are talking about, Neil Young does these benefit shows for his son Ben's school. It's called the Bridge School, and he does it. Usually, it's like almost like Halloween weekend, so it's Saturday and Sunday. And the lineup the year that you were there, Neil comes out and does a couple songs, and then it was Tegan and Sarah, Foo Fighters, Beck, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dave Matthews Band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Neil Young and his band, and the headline was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So it was an insane weekend to see all that music. And I was just kind of trying to maybe get your perspective on what that was like from your perspective. As an audience member, it was insanely cool. But is it a little chaotic backstage, or was it all pretty cool?
It's pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, mildly chaotic, but it's relaxed. And I've done the Bridge School a few times.
Okay.
You know, one time Springsteen's there, and then there's
other times
where it's Tony Bennett and Arcade Fire. And so it's always...
Yeah, so you never really know, it's so cool.
Yeah, it's one of those, because we do festivals and we're playing with a lot of these bands, and you never see each other. But that particular, the Neil Young shows, and he has a get-together at his house before the gig. So a lot of the artists are up there, and you get to, spend some time together and get to know each other. And it is sort of this communal thing that's you know, it's kind of the fantasy of what you hope it would be like when you're starting out.
Right. So how did you get the call from? Is it like Neil, or was it maybe
I guess,
Elliot
yeah,
Roberts?
Yeah, Neil's
or,
people, whoever yeah. puts the show together, and yeah, they call you. I mean, I know they've stopped doing it now, and I wish yeah. that I'd gotten to do more of them.
Yeah.
I know Eddie Vedder was there every year, and right. there's certain people who are just
well,
sort of
the year that
recurring
I,
cast members.
The year yeah. that I saw you there, there was a rain delay, and we were trying to figure out what was going to happen, and Robin Williams was there, and he came out and just riffed for about 15 minutes till the cloudburst went by. It was so cool. All right. Well,
that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
I actually have a story from the last time I did it.
Yeah.
My son, who was about 7 at the time, and he was adamant about wanting to get on stage and be in the band, you know,
oh, okay.
that kind of
sure.
thing.
Yeah.
So he said, well, you got to practice. And so we finally relented, and we let he could come out in one song and do tambourine with us.
Perfect.
And he was just waiting on the side of the stage the whole time, just ready for his cue to come out, his moment. And we were doing a cover of a Neil Young song. We were doing Pocahontas.
Oh, great song.
And he came out, and he got a big roar, and we'd started playing the song, and the crowd is going crazy. And I said, they must love this kid. They're going crazy for this kid. And what I hadn't realized was that Neil had walked out. When he heard that it was one of his songs, he came out with my son and was standing with him.
That's so great.
And sang the song with us.
Oh, nice. You know?
And so my son's first performance was sharing a mic with Neil Young.
Yeah, man, it's all downhill yeah. from there, huh?
It's all downhill.
Well, thank you so much. Good luck with the album and the tour.
Right.
I love the album, and thank you for taking some time.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And talking to us, and hopefully I'll get to see you maybe when you come to Dallas. I'd love to meet you.
Yeah, definitely. We'll come by.
All right. Hey, thanks, Beck.
All right, take care.